Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, well, Jake Tapper says, and right now, Lee, for the Democrats, all time began for the Democrats starting on January 20th, 2025. There was, just for the record, nothing before that of any kind that ever happened.
And it was not knowable.
And that's how Jake Tapper... I'm reeling from this last week. CNN's chief anchor. I don't know how you can be their lead guy and be this ignorant or lie like this. I don't know which it is, but it's one of the two. Pretending that the loss of 2 days broadcast time by Jimmy Kimmel was the most horrific human rights atrocity around free speech that's ever occurred.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel, he's a friend of both of ours. Yeah. You know him, I know him. We know he's a good person. But what was your original take on how this all went down starting last week?
I mean, I thought it was pretty much the most direct infringement by the government on free speech that I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah. You have a...
Networks are allowed to cancel shows.
Yeah, so there's no other censorships ever happened that we can remember, none at all, which sort of makes it hard to explain the number one story in the country right now on our app that we subscribe to as a company to track, you know, what are people paying attention to? If there's no censorship until Jimmy Kimmel was forced to undergo the incredible hardship, the obscenity of not broadcasting for 2 nights after mocking a guy who died while being assassinated. Everybody thinks that's funny, right? I mean, that's like super duper funny. The worst human rights atrocity ever. It is bizarre that since the Democrats say there's never been any censorship, that YouTube somehow has to pay Trump damages for the censorship. I mean, how do you explain that? Time, space, continuum. I mean, it's a problem. So YouTube has just settled a suit with Trump for the censorship Democrats say did not happen.
Right.
Right. And that's now the number one story in the country. And for many people who are just now getting real news, they may not have realized the Democrats had Trump censored. But they did. They called around. They sent Elvis Chan, an FBI agent, to cancel Donald Trump and anyone else that was at the time telling the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop, at the time telling the truth about January 6th. So they just took his social media, which they'd been working up to for a while. Now they're all having to pay. They're all settling these suits. YouTube has agreed to pay $24.5 million to settle a lawsuit involving the suspension of President Trump's account. So censorship did happen if your memory goes back further than just January 2025. So these things have actually occurred. By the way, did you see this overnight? Jimmy Kimmel's ratings tank. While Erica Kirk relaunches the Charlie Kirk Show on Megyn Kelly with 1 billion views.
A billion.
A billion views. while Jimmy Kimmel's ratings fall off a cliff. So, it as many as 6.5 million tuned into Kimmel on his first day back. We just got the numbers yesterday on Tuesday, right? 6.5 million, not a billion like Erica Kirk got. No, no, no. 6.5 million, about three times the show's usual audience. The biggest in over a decade. But by Thursday, Kimmel averaged just 2.3 million, a shocking 64% drop since the show's return episode. Meaning Kimmel lost 73% of the viewers in the coveted 25-54.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Demo. So, look, making fun of a guy who gets assassinated, maybe not that funny. I mean, I know it's hard for Democrats to believe that, Lee, but it could be. I don't know. Among normal people.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you're talking about normal people.
Normal people. Yeah. Which Democrats are not. Meanwhile, and we're going to get into this, at a hearing yesterday before Congress about how liberal blue jurisdictions result in violence because of their horrific policies, Irina Zaruska, chief topic there on Capitol Hill, father of Logan Federico testified, which is kind of weird, seeing as her assailant was let out 39 times over 25 felonies. Heart-wrenching, absolutely heart-wrenching testimony yesterday. I had me in tears as I was cutting the audio. We'll play it coming up.
Yeah, that's
29 times.
That father's testimony was it was gut-wrenching. And I loved what he said, though, that you're going to get sick of my face, you're going to get sick of my voice, because I am going to be he didn't threaten them with any action, but he said he's going to keep this up with it until his very last breath, of trying to get people held accountable for this. And to me, he's pointing out our problem is not law enforcement in this country. The executioner of his daughter, who broke into the home she was staying in and pulled her out of her bed naked and executed her, had been arrested over and over and over again. That's law enforcement. No, no, no.
They're doing their job.
The problem is the judiciary in this country. The liberal, progressive, secularists who are more worried about the civil rights of a perpetrator who has multiple arrests for violent crimes than an innocent young woman whose life was stolen from her.
The punchline here is that this was supposed to be a hearing on liberal policies, Democrat policies that cause brutal murders of beautiful young women. And it was about that, as they talked about Irina Zaruska, because the Charlotte City Council has been run by Democrats and a Democrat mayor for 16 years. The punchline, though, is that Logan Federico, who you were just talking about, mm-hmm. Lee, the outrage of that, was killed in South Carolina.
Yes, in Columbia. Mm-hmm.
So that had me asking yesterday, 39 charges, 25 felonies. What was he doing out?
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing I really wanted to know, who let him out?
Yeah.
Got an answer for you. And it's not a good one. It's a judge. It's a judge. And he's sitting on the bench right now, probably headed to work in Greenville County. Wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear this. This is going to rock your world. I had no idea you could get away with what this guy did. You know what? Honestly, at this point, you must, if you need something, just go ahead, break into your neighbor's home. You know, smash the window and come right in. If they get in your way, just point a gun in their face and tell them to step aside. Take what you want. It's cool with South Carolina. You thought Charlotte was bad. Think about this for a minute, okay? The national story is that poor Rina Zaruska survived the Ukrainian war in a bomb shelter, but could not survive a ride to the light rail station, Central Light Rail Station in Charlotte, right? Because Democrat rule. Okay, well, Logan Federico survived Charlotte. As bad as the crime rate is there, the homicide rate's doubled in 5 years, but could not survive a visit to friends at the University of South Carolina. Think about that. Oh, there's a reason for it, though. We're going to get into it. We're going to get into it. As a judge, I've got a lot of questions for, especially since he's sitting on the bench today. In Greenville. Coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.